The first Tosfos in Nida is discussing the klal that appears in the Mishnayos and Taros that a sofik tumah b'shus hayachid is fake tomei, the Torah's vaday, and a sofik tumah b'shus harabim is tohar. This is tam interesting that it's the klal hapsak by sofik tumah totally different from anisa v'heter. Anisa v'heter, we don't distinguish between shus hayachid and shus harabim. To distinguish between one sofik and two sfekas. Sofik echad is sfeka deraisa l'chumah, and if you have a svek, sfeka is l'kula. And here, even if you have a svek, sfeka b'shus hayochid, the Mishnah says you go l'chumah, sofik tum b'shus hayochid, and b'shus hayochid, even if you have chat sofik. And mamayna also is different. If you have a sofik mamayna, so you say, amayitzim achabei olakorah, you don't say sofik mamayna, sofik yisur l'chumah. You have to give away the mamayna. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the Pasuk says, so the Talmidim of the Gro quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that in the Yaderus Elio that there are three areas of halacha. There's the Isa Veheta, there's Tumah Vetara, and there's Mamayna. And totally different klala. The Gemara has a klala Isa Mituma Lo Yafinon and Mamayna Misura Lo Yafinon. So there are really three different areas of halacha, and one of the proofs that the three totally different areas is how do you deal with the Makom Safek? That the Safek by Tumah has one system of Klolim, Safek by Sivahet has a different system of Klolim, had a Paskin, and Safek by Mamayna has a totally different system. So here the Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha of the first Tosfos. So one of the Terutzim that they give is the Od Yeshloima, that all of these Klolei Hapsak, that's all the way down after the tiny letters. There's a little hagor and a gillion in the Tosfos. Avagav te Reb Shimon etar de mikve sheninda mitzoyta. You go a few lines after that. Tosfos says five lines after the Od Yeshloima. The Lo Gamin and the last words on the line are the Od Yeshloima. So they write the Lo Gamin mitzoyta le Tumas Maga velo Tumas Ria. The Halacha distinguishes between Tumah Heitzolah Migufoy as opposed to Tumas Maga in different areas. You have the Gemara later, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that you'll be learning later. That's a difference on the level of the Rabbanim. The Chalas Chutz Loretz, the whole institution of Chalas Chutz Loretz was invented by the Chachamim. There are Chalas Beretz Yisrael Bezman as there is only with the Rabbanim. The Gemara says in Tzubas Dav Chotei. So Chalas Chutz Loretz is at the Rabbanim on top of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara in Lechoyres Dav Chor Zayin is a whole list of Kulis. Because of the fact that Chalas Chutz Loretz is at the Rabbanim, not at the Rabbanim, to a lower level, the Rabbanim have a list of Kulis. So this is one of the coolest that appears there in the Masoros HaShas and the cross reference on the side, the Mitzayim B'choros Chav Zayin. So the Gemara has a whole list of coolest. Here they only quote one. Amar Shmuel, Ein Trumas Chutzlos, Chalos Chutzlos, Asur Elenish Atumo Yotzol Migufay. If a person, let's say, went to a funeral, Koyin's not allowed to go to a funeral. The Koyin went to one of his parents died, so he went to the father's funeral. Then we don't have any Paraduma water to be Mitair anybody. So the kohen is going to be Tommy Tumas Meis, Leolam Void. So what are you going to say? This kohen is not permitted to eat Chalas Chutz Loretz. So Shmuel says he is allowed to, because Tumas Meis is only Tumas Maga. But if he has Tumas Ria, if he becomes a Balkari, so for that he has to be Tovel in a Mikveh, because a Balkari is a Tumas Ria. So that's on a level of the Rabban, we know that we distinguish between Tumas Maga as opposed to Tumas Ria. On a level of the Raisa, we find that we have a Mishnah Psochim, Tzadikam Beis, that if the Roif Tzibur is Tomei, so you bring the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, you're not Doicha to Pesach Sheni. If a Yochid or Yechidim, less than 50% of the Tzibur is Tomei, less than 50% of the Tzibur who is in Yerushalayim, is Tomei, then you tell them to wait till Pesach Sheni, and the Tahorim will eat Pesach Rishon. But if Roif Tzibur is Tomei, Tumas Mei, so then everybody brings Pesach Rishon. So the Mishnah says, yeah, that's good, if it's only Tumas Maga. Because if Tumah Yotzal Migufa, then you're not Matir. That's how Tosfos reads that Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash quotes the Gemara Psach in a different place in Psachim. In Perek Gimel and Bias Migdash, the first four halachas. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk Yishalchu Men Amachna Kol Tzuruah V'Chol Zol V'Chol Tomei Lo Nafish, that there's a din of Shiluch Tamei Men Amachna. So the Mitzorah is the most chomer. Tzuruah V'Chol Zol V'Chol Tomei Lo Nafish. So the Tzuruah means the person who's Mitzorah, he's not even allowed to enter Yerushalayim. Which Tamei are not permitted to enter Azara? All the Tamei. No Tamei is permitted to enter Azara, even if it's only Tumas Maga. But in the Harabayis, the only Tamei who are forbidden to enter are those who have a Tumah Yotzal and Migufa. So you see on a level of the Raisa that there's a difference between, the way Tosfos reads the Mishnah in Psochim, And the Rambam quotes the Gemara like that, that only Tuma Hayotza Ola Migufoi is forbidden to enter into the Harabayis Minatora, and one who's only a Thomas Maga is only forbidden Minatora to enter into the Azor. And the Rabbana, they added on areas in Harabayis that a Tome who's only Tumas Maga is also not allowed to enter. The Achronim are bothered with Akasha, the thing. Yeshua quotes the Akasha from the Chacham Sfi and the Sugya of Chanukah. Why was it necessary to have the Nes Chanukah? The din is that Tumas Mutav Tzibur, so lighting the menorah is like Akrovas Korban Tzibur. The din doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yoch. It depends on a Korban Shizmana Kavua as opposed to a Korban Shizmana Kavua. The Hadlokas HaMenorah is Mana Kavua. Every evening you have to light the menorah. So if you don't have Shemin Tohor, the Halacha says you're allowed to light the Shemin Tohor. So why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo make a Nes? It was unnecessary. They could have fulfilled the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah with the Shemin Tohor. That's the Chacham Sfi's Kasha. So the Yeshua gives his teretz. He says it was only Lamahadrin and the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to show his Chibur, Laharis Chibosim Shal Yisrael, that he loves us so much. He stood on his head, so to speak. The Rebbeinu Shlomo turned the whole world upside down to make a Nes in order that we should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa, that we should light the menorah b'tahar. But strictly speaking, we would not have forfeited the mitzvah. We would have lit with Shem and Tameh, so we wouldn't have really lost out the mitzvah. Rebbeinu Shlomo went out of his way to make a Nes. We should do Lamahadra. So the Pri Chodesh gives it, and Hilchos Chanukah, and Arachan gives a different teretz on the kasha. He says that how did the Shemen become Tameh? It's a discussion in Taisus on the Daf. In the Sugya of Chanukah, is it because there were dead bodies lying around? And it's a Tumas Mace. The Mace is Matami Ba'ohel. Or is it because Midirabbono there were guys around the Nochem Shem Hedina Kizav? So the Pri Chodesh says maybe it's the other suggestion that Taisus has. Maybe. Taisus is not sure when was that Gzeira instituted, that the Nochem have a status like a Zav, and therefore the Zav is Matami. If they pick up the container of oil, so the Zav is Matami Behes. So Taisus is not sure whether that Gzeira had already been instituted at the time of the Nes Chanukah. Maybe it was instituted later. So the Pri Chodesh thinks that that's the reason why it was Tomei, because the Akum have a din like a Zav, Mishnah is like that, and therefore even if they'll handle a container, they'll be Tomei all the Shemin inside, Atumas Hesed. So why does that, and that you're not allowed to be Madlik in the Menorah? So he says, yeah, you're only allowed to be Madlik in the Menorah Tumas Mutter if it's a Korban Shizmana Kavua. We call Tumah Huchvitzibur, Dukhuyvitzibur, that's only up there if it's a Tumas Meis. If it's a Tumas Mitzorah, if it's a Tumas Zab, so there's no Hetter. So the Achrayim all make fun of the Pri Chodesh. They say, what's he talking about? That means that a Zab is not allowed to eat a Pesach, above a Tumah, the Zab is not allowed to eat that to Mishnah. But if the Shemin became Nitma through Maga HaZab, so it's Tumas Maga, that's not Tumas Riyah. Tumas Zab, the Zab is a Tumas Riyah. But if the Zab handles the Shemin, so the Tumah and the Shemin is only Tumas Maga. The Tumas Maga is Mutav Betzipas. What is the Pri Chodesh talking about? So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shulchan, comes to defend the Pri Chodesh. He says the Achronim forgot, or they weren't aware, that the Rambam says Beferish like that. The Rambam does not understand the Mishnah Psach in the same way that Taisus did. Taisus understands the Mishnah Psachim, Taisus and Zvachim, and different Mesichtas, and Psachim. Taisus understands this Mishnah Psachim, Tzadikame Beis, is distinguishing between Tumas Maga as opposed to Tumah Yotzeh Ola Migufo. The Rambam understands otherwise, that even Tumas, the only Tumas Maga, which is Mutav Tzibur, is only Maga HaMeis. If it's Maga HaZav, so it's also not Mutav Tzibur. The Pri Chodesh says like the Rambam, but going through the way Taisus, the more popular pshat is Taisus. So not only did Shmuel on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, not only does Shmuel distinguish on the level of the Rabbanon between Tumas Maga and Tumah Yotzeh Ola Migufo, but the Mishnah distinguishes with respect to Tumah being Mutav Tzibur, and the Rambam distinguishes, the Rambam's quoting the Gemara, with respect to Shiloh Tmeim and Amachim. There's a deal in the Mishnah Melach on that Rambam, the beginning of Per Gimel Hilchos Biyos Mikdush, what is the nature of a Balkari? There's a Shita Mukubetzes on the first daf in Bava Kama. On the first daf, the Gemara in Bava Kama quotes a Mishnah from Taurus, that Ovis Atuma Hasheretz Vashich Vazer Batomei Meis. Period. These are Ovis Atuma. So the Shita Mukubetzes has a comment. He quotes, I think, the Rashmi Shans. Why does it say Hashich Vazera is an Av Hatuma? Why doesn't it say a Balkari is an Av Hatuma? So he says it would appear that a Balkari is only a Rishon Atuma. When the Shech Vazera comes out of his body, then it's touching him on the outside, because on his inside is Maga Beis Astorim. When the Shech Vazera comes out of his body, then it's Maga Shech Vazera, it's touching his body on the outside. So Baal Keri is only a Rishon L'Tumah Zokta. He's not an Avat Tumah. So the Mishnah Melech quotes the Rishonim who disagree. Other Rishonim say it's not true that a Baal Keri is an Avat Tumah. The question is whether the Baal Keri's Tumah is Tumas Riya, or Baal Keri's Tumah is Tumah Hayotzal Mikvah, is it Tumas Maga? If it's a Tumas Maga, then it's a Rishon L'Tumah. If it's a Tumas Riya, Tumah Hayotzal Mikvah, he develops. Like a woman gives birth to a baby, a woman becomes a nida, a zava, a zav. A person develops tumah yesh meyayin. It starts from a riyah that he has. So if a Baal Keri is a tumas riyah, then the Baal Keri will be an avatum. So should the Mishnah Melech says it should be lichapa nafkemina, is a Baal Keri, this machlek is a rishonim. In fact, how can it be a machlek is a rishonim? It's a beferish in Mishnah that a Baal Keri is mishtaleh achutz lishtei machnos. He's not allowed to go not only into the Azor, he's not allowed to go into the Harabais either. It's not a dead giveaway that the Baal Keri is a Tumah Yotzal Megufa. How can ever the Rishonim say that it's a Tumas Maga? So that's, he points it out and he has no answer. Some want to say Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, his commentary on the, his Tosefta, his Chazon Yecheskel, and if I'm not mistaken, I think says the same, what's the name? Is it Sefer Mein Aftoyach? Antares. The author was an expert in Taurus. So the main Avtoch is a running commentary on the Hakdomas HaRambam, let's say the Torah. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah says a Hakdomas. One of the Maskilim said about the Rambam's Hakdomas that we wouldn't have anything else from the Rambam. We wouldn't have the whole Mishnah Torah with the Nevuchim, with the commentary HaMishnah. We just have the Hakdomas to Taurus, we would know that the Rambam is the greatest Goyen in his generation. Okay, one of the Maskilim said that. Okay. So this main Avtoch, this great Rav in Europe, wrote a running commentary, has the Hakdamas HaRambam, the Taurus on the top of the page, not so big. And then on the bottom of the page, he has his comments, that's called Main After. So he points out, the same as Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, that he thinks that this Taisus, the Machlek, is Balea Taisus, whether the Baal Keri is a Rishon L'Tum or an Avatum, is it a Tumas Maga, Tumas Riyah, and the Mishlam Melech is, how can it be a Machlek? It's a Beferish Gemara, that the Baal Keri is Mishtalei Chutz Lishnei Machnas. He thinks it's a machlekes hatanayim on that, whether the Baal Keri is Tumas Riyah, Tumas Maga. Is it true that he's Mishtalei Chutz Lishnei Machnas? But the distinction does exist. There is a distinction on the level of the Raisa between Tumas Maga and Tumas Riyah. So that's what Taisus claims over here, that the Kloli HaPsak, the Kloli HaChro of Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid Sveikatami B'shus Rabbi Sveikator only apply to Tumas Maga, and to Tumas Riyah doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. The difference, we understand why. See, by Tumas Maga, the Dova Hatome is there already. Here's a dead sheretz, here's a dead body. The suffix is, did I makabels on the tumor? Was the tumor transmitted to me? So that's called the suffix tumor. Is Bishus HaYochid is one way, Bishus HaRam is the other way. If it's a suffix if I'm a Yoledis, or suffix if I'm a Nido, a Zava, Baal Keri, so the suffix is there tumor, is there not tumor? So that's not treated as a suffix tumor. So if tumah is only if you know bevador is that there is tumah and the shayla is did it transmit, did it pass on to somebody else or to something else. But if the suffix is whether there is tumah, so then Taisus says the kol lehapsak of suffix tumah shusach v'shusarabim don't apply. This is the pashup shat in Taisus. Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin. Look in the Taisus Yud Zayin on the base and Nida, where they say the exact same thing. They make this distinction the bottom Taisus. Kiriperashte liel. Dav beis amenal. Kiri pirash tadiel, as we said. But then Taisus says, with tzorachim, the mechilten, gabi dam tvusa. The mashma, that the kloli hapsak, do apply. So Taisus considers, dam tvusa means a person is bleeding to death, and some of the blood came out while it is alive. If you donate blood to the Red Cross, that's not mitame. Only if the blood comes out from a dead person. So if the blood comes out after he's dead already, if he's bleeding to death, so the dam that came out while he's alive is not metame. You have to determine when is he considered dead. So the dam that comes out after he died, that's metame. So what's tumas meis? Tumas meis is not a tumah yotzal migufa. Tumas meis is an issue of tumas mago. So Taisus has a kasha. Taisus has the tzarachin. What do you do with that gemara? What's the problem with that gemara? That gemara is regular tumas mago. I know that I have dam shebo min ameis, and that's regular tumas maga. So why did Taisus ask on the Gemara later in the end of the Masech the Daf Ayin Aleph that the Gemara is applying the klali hapsak of safik tumah b'shusayach b'shusaram to dam tvus dam sheyotze min ameis? Dam sheyotze min ameis is tumas maga. There's no tumas ri over there. Tosef is problematic. The Migdash David has a whole discussion. Migdash David is by Rav David Rappaport. He wrote on Kotchim, that he wrote on Taris and on Zerayim. So he asked this kasha, and he works on this kasha. So you see that Tosef didn't mean this distinction. The famous distinction that they have in other places between Tumas Mag and Tumas Riyah doesn't seem to apply to the way Tosef is asking a kasha. So from the way they asked the kasha, you see that they must have had a different understanding here. In this sefer, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, quotes a Mishnah from Taras about a Mishnah from Nida about a woman is a Yoledes, and we're not sure when she became Tamei Tumas Yoledes. When did the baby come out? She was Mapel and Uber, so we don't know whether today or tomorrow. So what do you do? How do you deal with it? And then she touched a lot of different things. Tara said, how do you deal with the Safek Tumah? So the Gemara says, if it's one Safek, so Safek deraisa lechumra, and if it's a Sfek Sfek, you go lechumra. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean? One Safek is lechumra and two Sfek is lechumra. What happened to the Klalei Apsak? We should distinguish between Bishus HaYochid and Bishus HaRabim. So the Shita Mukubetzis over there in Bava Kamma says the answer that Tosis says over here, in the first Tosis in the Masechta. That since Yoledes is a Tumah Yotza Olam Igufa, belongs to that category of Tumas, so the Klaldi Hachorab Safik Tumah don't apply. The Taisa doesn't answer that. The Taisa apparently doesn't hold like that. The Taisa thinks that the Klaldi Hapsak of Safik Tumah B'shusel B'shus Rabim do apply to Yoledes. So what does the Mishnah say? It depends whether it's one Safik or two Safik. The Gemara is talking about Lebailo. The Gemara is not talking about Letaris. Rashi there on the Daf, on Yud Aleph and Aleph and Bava Kamma learned that Mishnah explicitly, Rashi Lohan, Mishnah is talking about the woman touched Taras. There's a shayla of Tumah v'Tara. And still the Klalei Mar, it depends whether it's one Safek or a Sfek Sfek. You see, Rashi seems to hold like the Shita Mukubetzis, like this place, in the first place. And neither that the Klalei Hapsak of Safek Tumah don't apply to your letters, that's a Tumah Yotzal Migufa. And the Taisis there disagrees. Taisis thinks that the Klalei Hapsak even apply to your letters, but only applies to your letters vis-a-vis Tumah. It doesn't apply to your letters vis-a-vis Baila. She has suah la baila, materas la baila. That's called isedaheta. It's not called tumah mitar. The problem is, if you're going to not accept what Tosis says over here, isn't there a hechrech that you have to accept what Tosis says? Because there is a Mishnah in Nazir on Daf Nun Tes on the base, where the Mishnah talks about a person who's a sofik mitzor, a sofik ena mitzor, sofik mukhlot, sofik muzvah. So Tosis harah the sheet. The Shita Mukubetzis quotes the Tosvi HaRosh, and now in the Vilna Shas we have a printed on the side. The Mishnah is on Nun Tes on the base, and the Tosvi HaRosh appears on Nun Hem base. So he says, but Tzorach Iyon, what's going on? How can you have a Safik Mukhlot? Either Bishul Sayochet, Bishul Sarabim, we have Klali Apsak. If it's Bishul Sayochet, it's Vadai Tomei, Bishul Sarabim, it's Vadai Tohar. How do you have a person who's a Safik? So Behechreach, you have to say, that's what the main Aftoyach writes in his commentary on HaKdomas HaRamam, the Seder Taras. And Aftoyach says, Behechrech, you must say that by Mitzora, everybody agrees. Even if you don't accept what Tosfos says, that we distinguish between Tumah Yotzal Meguf and Tumah Smaga, but by Mitzora, that's one of the Tumah Yotzal Meguf. Zab Zab, Anidei, Elaitis, and Mitzora. These are the five half Tumah Yotzal Meguf. And Balkeri is the Dion in the Mishlam Melech. Is that a Tumah Smaga or is that a Tumah Sriya? So Mitzora, for sure, the holiday is the Klalei Hapsak of Safik Tumah B'Shusach B'Shusarabim do not apply. What's the difference? I think the main Aftach explains, if I'm not mistaken, he says like this. Mitzora is the one and only Tumah that doesn't happen by itself. If a person is dies, so he's Tumah. You don't need a rabbi to pass him that he's Tumah. You have a dead mouse. One of the Shmada Shots on my mouth is dead. It's dead. You go to the A&P, they have meat. The meat is nevelas, metame b'masa. If you pick it up, even though it's wrapped up, it's metame b'masa. All the tumas, a woman is yoledes, a woman is a nida, a zava, a balkeri. When the riyah happens, the person becomes tame. The mitzvah doesn't become tame unless the kohen declares him as tame. And as man as that, we don't have any kohanim in the mood to declare anybody as tame. The Chafetz Chaim has all the whole discussion. Why not? Why don't we mekayim the mitzvah? If a Koyen knows the Maris Negoim and he sees someone has a Negatzaras, he should go declare him as Tameh. First of all, Mishnah also discusses the beginning of Negoim. Why don't we declare people as Tameh Bismanazah? Chafetz Chaim gives up a Kabbalistic esoteric answer. I don't know. First of all, thinks that you need a Koyen Miyuchas. What do you need a Kohen Miyuchas? You need a Kohen Miyuchas to be makar of Karbonus in the Beis HaMikdash. Where does it come off to say such a Chiddush? You need a Kohen Miyuchas to make Pidyon Aben? No, Kohen Miyuchas is a special din in Akrovus Karbonus. So how does he come off to say that it applies to Paskin and Negat Tzera? So it's a question why we don't do it Bezman Hazeh. But the din is clear that a person who develops a clear Negat Tzera does not become Tommy unless you have a Kohen look at it and declare that he's Tommy. Once he's declared Tommy, he remains Tommy. Even if the Negat Tzera disappears, he has to go through the procedure and the Kohen has to declare him as Tohar. So the Klovei HaPsak of Safik Tumah for sure don't apply to Metzora. Why? The only time it's called the Safik Tumah is when the Tutz Dori HaSafik Ar is a Tami, is a Tohar. Here the Tutz Dori HaSafik Ar, is he Tohar with a mitzvah to be Metamehim or is he Tohar without a mitzvah to be Metamehim? So that's a Safik mitzvah. That's a Safik. Does the Kohen have a mitzvah to declare this man as a Metzora? Does the Kohen not have a mitzvah? But the man is for sure not Tami. The Tutz Dori HaSafik Anad, is he Tami, is he Tohar? For sure he's Tohar. The only din is, the only Safik is, whether there's a mitzvah to declare him as Tami. So that's what the main Afterech says. The Mishnah, for sure. The Mishnah says, Beferish, that there's such a thing as a Safik Mitzorah. How can there be a Safik Mitzorah? All the Rishonim ask. Either we should say Yochad or we should say Rabin. It is Vadei Tami Vadei Tohar. So the answer is no. The Klolei HaPsak don't apply to a Mitzorah. So what are the dinim? What are the rules by the Mitzvah? So the Mishnah has, Rashi HaChumash quotes it. If we didn't declare him as Tomei yet, it's the Tchilo. We didn't declare him as Tomei yet, then there's a suffix, should you declare him as Tomei? So you don't. You don't declare him as Tomei. If he already is Tomei, now we have a suffix, should we be Metayer him? Did the Negat Saras heal sufficiently? So if there's a suffix, whether we should declare that he's no longer Tomei, so you leave him Tomei. That's a Rashi HaChumash quotes on the Pesukim. There's a steer in the Mashmoras HaPsukim, so Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. If it's B'tchila, you don't know whether to declare Mistamah, so don't declare Mistamah. But what happens, that's, you're not supposed to declare Mistamah. Kozman, you don't declare him, he'll remain Tar. What if you will declare Mistamah? Have a Safek, whether this is an Eget Saraz. And the Klovei HaPsak of Safek Tumah don't apply to Mitzorah L'chala days. And then, so what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to declare Mistamah. What if the Kohen is a wise guy? It is an Amoris, whatever, so he declares, hey, but I declare you as a Mitzorah. What if a Kohen comes over to me out of the clear blue sky? He says, "Here, I declare you as a mitzvah. I have no negat saras." What he says is dvar b'teilim. So if he declares on a person who has a sofik negat saras, "Here, I declare you as a mitzvah," so it's going to be a sofik mitzvah. That's the pashup shot. Otherwise, how do you have a mishnah say a sofik mitzvah? He's a sofik b'tchila. He's vaday tohar. The Kohen is not supposed to declare him as tamei. And lebesof, he's vaday tamei. He's not supposed to declare him as tohar. So the answer is, he's a Safik Mitzorah. The Klolei HaPsak of Safik Tumah don't apply L'chol HaDeis by Mitzorah because you have to declare his Tumah. And the Kohen goes ahead and he does declare. So such a person will be a Safik Mitzorah. Because if the Kohen declares Tumah and it doesn't correspond to reality, there is no Negat Tzara, so you have no right to declare. So it's going to be Tumah. So that for sure you have to say like that. That's why there's a Peled, the main Avtech is the Kasha. There's a Gemara in Chulin, the Afid Aleph and Beis. The Gemara in Chulin derives the principle of chazok and minoha milsa dam rabbanan zil azlina basa chazok. Mar learns it from baisa menuga that the kohen looks at the negat saras and the baisa has a kigris, it has the right size. Then he walks out viyotza kohen al pesach habais vihisgiris habais. He declares that the bais is tummy. So the Mari asks Akasha, how does he know when he walks to the pesach habais? How does he know that it still has a kigris? Maybe it shrank. What if he comes the end of the week and he sees that it shrank? Not the middle of the night. Comes the end of the week, he sees that it shrank. He does not know when did it shrink. Maybe it shrank before he declared it as Tomei. Before he declared it as Tomei, he said there was no Kigris. He had no right to declare it as Tomei. So the whole week that we thought it was Tomei was all a fake. And the Pasuk says not. So the Pasuk says, his Gerus HaBayis. How does the Kohen know that he still has a Kigris? So the Gemara says, you see from the Chumash that Yishtal of Chazok, that there's such a thing as Chazok. Since he saw the Negat Saras, and it had a Kigris, and he walks out to the front of the Bayis, so he assumes that it still has a Kigris. The Tosfos Fekta Kasha on that daf, on where is it? On Yud Aleph from the base. Liba Maschav the Dilma. So Tosfos says, how do you know that it's based on Chazaka? Maybe it's based on the principle of Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayachid Sveka Tumah. And the Kohen walks in front of the house. He doesn't know whether it still has the Kigris or not. So Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayachid Sveka Tumah. So Tosfos goes into a whole funny answer, and the Pnei Yeshua picks on Tosfos' answer. There's a whole tilpul whether Tosfos' answer is accurate or not accurate. Pnei Yeshua thinks that Tosfos' answer is not correct. Al pi hilchos klolei. So the main Avtech says the whole kasha is a mistake. I think it goes to Masho says like that. The whole kasha of Tosis is an error. For sure, the kolavei hapsak of safik tumah b'shusayach do not apply to a metzora, to a person who's a metzora, doesn't apply to a bayis hamenuga either. This for sure is not. The bayis hamenuga doesn't become tummy automatically. You have to have a kohen declare it as tummy. So does the mishnah in nozir dafnun tesam and base that everybody agrees to that. The kolavei hapsak of safik tumah don't apply to metzora. The only 2 days in Tosis that this Tosis based on Medalev sounds like they distinguish between tumas maga, tumas riyah. And the Tosis in Bava Kamma seems not to agree. The Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Kamma says like our Tosis. And the Rashi there seems to hold like the Shita Mekubetzis. And the Tosis there seems to hold that even by Yoledes, you still apply the rules of Tumas Yoledes, still apply the rules of Tzaltik Tumah B'shus HaYochad versus B'shus HaRabim. It's just Legabi Baila, that's called Isa the Hetha. But Legabi Yoledes, Tumas Yoledes is not. So that's the Machlekes HaRishon. I wanted to discuss a little bit, I don't have too much time now. We learn out from Saito the klal of Safik Tumah B'Shusayochet Sveka Tomei and Safik Tumah B'Shusarabim Sveka Toha. How do you learn out Safik Tumah B'Shusarabim? Where does it say Sveka Toha? It just says Safik Tumah B'Shusayochet Sveka Tomei. The Chumash doesn't talk about B'Shusarabim. B'Shusarabim, there's no stira. The Gemara says on the top of Gimel Amar Aleph, there's no stira, so the whole story of Saito never begins B'Shusarabim. How do you learn out? So the Rambam quotes a Tosefta. The Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Tezayin and Ovis Atumah, Halacha Aleph. There are 2 Tanaim in the Tosefta. So the Rambam quotes 1 Tana and the Raiva thinks that the other Tana makes more sense. So the Rambam quotes the Tana that Zafik Tumah B'shus Ram Sveka Tohor is because there's an institution of Pesach Abba B'tumah. If Roif Tzibur is Tamei, so you say Tumah is Mutah B'tzibur. If the Miot HaTzibur is Tamei, So then you say that that the nitchet the Pesach sheni. But if Rob Tzibur is tamei, then you can bring the korban Pesach v'tumah. So that shows that there's a difference between Mishus HaRabim and Mishus HaYochid. Why? That's what the Tana says in the Tosefta. The Rambam is quoting at this. The Rabbi doesn't like that Tana. So he quotes the other Tana as a difference. What does that mean? A Pesach haba b'tumah is tamei. It's not that we say it's tahor. It's not that we say if the Roiv HaTzibur is tamei, so you say it's tahor. Safik tumah b'shus HaRabim, we say it's tahor. We don't say that it's tamei, you can violate the din of tumah. We say safik tumah b'shus HaRabim is tahor. But here, if you have a korban habob b'tumah, when the Roiv HaTzibur is tamei, the korban is tamei, the people are tamei, and they're eating the korban b'tumah, and there's a had to do with b'tumah. So what's the tzushta? What is the Rama quoting a Tana from the Tosefta? What does it mean? So the Netziv in his beer on the Shultas has an interesting comment on this. Different place, not the same place where he has Batanik, a different place. He just says, you're learning out from Soita that Safik Tumah Sveka Tomei Vadai. So the Shaila is, does that go all over in all cases? Every single Safik Tumah in the whole wide world is Tomei. So that's what the Tanoim said. Now, we see that there's a difference between Yochid and Rabbim, Benegir to Karbonis, being brought in a state of tumah, that if it's a rabbim, so Pesach is bo b'tumah, if the rabbim atome. And if yechidim atome, then nitcha the Pesach sheni, it's not bo b'tumah. So all you need is to show a precedent that the halacha distinguishes between yochid and rabbim. So the mele, when you're deriving from soita to kola terkul, you have no right to declare. You have no right to make a mamatzina, just like by soita, safik tumah is tumah, so kola terkul or safik tumah is tumah. No. Maybe only call it Tarakul if it's B'yochid, not B'rabim. Because you see that in the area of Tumah, we do distinguish between Yochid and Rabim. It's a different distinction. There you say that it's Tomei B'rabim, but you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to bring the Korban B'tumah. Here you're going to say a different word. You're not, you have no right to learn out from Soita to call it Tarakula, that even in the state of Rabim, it's also going to be Sveika L'chumah. So that's how the Tanoim figured out this whole drasha. That Safik Tumah B'shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei is a Mamatzina from Soita. What has it got to do with Soita? Soita is not a shayla of Tumah. Soita is not an issue of Tumah. Rav Chaim Oizer writes in one of his tshuvas, not the one that I wrote on, a different tshuva, he writes because the Pasuk uses a funny lashon, v'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma. So the Tanaim have, the Mishnah Soita has a drosha, why he says v'nitma 3 times. But it's a very strange lashon. So the Amineza has a hopshot, why he says v'nitma. So why is it, what does it say? So the Tanaim understood v'nitma is a remez to learn out. Not only do you say Sveka Tomei by Saita, you say Sveka Tomei if it's a Sofik Tumah as well. Okay, maybe we'll finish some other time. We didn't begin yet. That's talking to us. Okay.
Because the problem is not in from the tzim, which is rabbin is three people only, but rabbin by the carbon Pesach is a million people. Rov had Sibor, Rov the entire class.
I think Dominic is a celebration man, the one that Rebbe didn't quote 2 times.
Okay. Right.